I have a question for you.
Yeah.
In the Master's Prayer, I've been saying it for 20 years, and there's all kinds of names in here that I don't know what they mean for sure.
Yeah.
And which religion they come from. So can I ask you?
Yeah.
Purvardigar.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
What does that mean? Yeah.
Parvardigar, preserver and protector of all.
You got it, right? Does it tell
these
you?
Are a lot of the names that are in it. You want me to read them out if it helps, and then if there's something that isn't there.
Come on, read out. Let them read it out.
Okay, I believe this is the same.
Can you see it?
No. I got it. I can see it. It's all right. Para, supreme, preeminent, best, utmost, deepest, greatest.
That is the meaning of para. Para means beyond, supreme. Mm.
Yeah. So when you're saying para,
par excellence, you say, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's how it is. Para.
Parama. Farthest, remotest, extreme, last, highest, transcendent, most excellent.
That is Parama.
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 Parameshwar, mighty or supreme Lord God.
Okay, part of this question was the root of the word as far as what religion is.
Yeah.
Not
well then,
definition.
Okay.
Definition as well.
Yeah.
But do you want to...
Okay.
Yes.
So Parameshwar is...
Parameshwar is mighty or supreme Lord, God. Paramatman, supreme or universal soul. Parvardigar, preserver and protector of all. Prabhu, being before others, superior, mighty, more powerful than others, having power over all. Lord, king. Yazdan, originally it was the plural of Izad, God worthy of worship. Ahura, source. Lord of soul and life. Ahura Mazda, source of absolute knowledge and attributes of the Lord of soul and life. Izad, absolute knowledge. Brahma, the absolute. Parabrahma, supreme Brahma, God in the beyond, beyond state. And Izad, the only one worthy of worship.
Now. Which is the worst word you said?
Parvardigar,
no? Parvardigar is from the Sufi tradition. It's from
Persian traditions, Sufi traditions. Then which is the other word? Their origin is there. Yeah.
So it's Muslim?
Muslim, yeah. Muslim. Mm.
And Prabhu?
Prabhu is from Hindu, Brahminical.
Parameshwar?
From Vedanta. Huh?
Parameshwar?
Parameshwar also from Hinduism.
Parabrahma?
Hinduism.
Allah, obviously.
Allah is from Muslim side.
Ilahi
from Islamic traditions.
Yazdan.
Yazdan is Persian.
Ahura Mazda.
From Zoroastrianism. Yazdan, Ahura Mazda, Zoroastrianism.
Yeah. And Izad.
Zoroastrianism.
And it got a beyond state. Is that Baba's terminology?
Yeah. How to express, you see, that's how it is.
Yeah.
Perfect, most perfect. How to bring home to the language is such, you see. Yeah. English language falls short. So therefore we have to use all this Baba says. Most perfect. You can't have, you know, perfect is perfect. But then there is something beyond that also. The most perfect. And then there is a state which is beyond that also, so the most perfect. That's how he would say. how to express, how to give you all an idea of it. Yeah.
So the way you read that, the way Devana read that, it's the definitions are partly in the prayer. When she says, like, Izad, the only one worthy of worship. Right?
Yeah.
That's like a colon after Izad.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. That's the meaning behind it. And yeah. With that, Baba gives us also the meaning. Otherwise, what is the sense when you repeat? So that's how you're worthy of worship. That's all. That's the end of the prayer. The one worthy of worship. Attributeless. At the same time, infinite attributes. You can't pin him down to anything. He's far beyond. The other day we were reading, isn't it, the definition of God? Much before this, and he, H is before him, and E is before him, and you can't even call him he, you can't call him she, you can't call him it, or that, or this, nothing is much beyond. And then Baba tells me one day, so do you know why people all the time, you may have noticed Baba says that you all do that. He tells us you all do that, that whenever you pray, you see, you always have your hands like this and automatically the reflex is eyes go upward. Eh? Do you realize that? Automatically it is there. You, either you shut your eyes, trying to concentrate upon that which is within, or just goes like this. Why is it like that? Because it is so far beyond the mind that there is no way except the reflex is such of the human body or human being is like that. It's beyond mind, you see. You follow? That's how you would say why it is. It's a reflex action.
The eyes go upward.
Yeah. It is beyond mind, not heavenwards. Beyond concept. It's beyond. And why are the steeples being created, constructed? So when we are in act of worship, we do this, you see. So that's the sign. You know the steeples, how are they? Yeah. All that he would tell us. This is not just vague, you see. An architect has just found out this way or that way, or all the pending steeples that are there and all this sort of thing are nothing but mimicry of man's worship to the Lord. Yeah. Why do we have to bend down to him? Why is it that? Why is it that we have got his feet over here? Replica of his feet here. Why? Because he is the highest of the high. And we are, you may call it, the lowest of the low. How can the lowest of the low be presumptuous to reach the height of the highest of the high? Even if you just look up and all, there is, even beyond it is there. So all that is within our reach is his feet. So that's why his feet are more precious amongst the Eastern tradition. All that we can do, cling on to the feet. Just as a child cannot cling on to mother's face or any other, all that we can do is just hold the skirt, the hem of the skirt, you know. Yeah. Because it can reach there. So that's how it is. Everything has a meaning in it. Yeah. When Baba says, hold to my daaman, means what? Become childlike. Yeah. A total reliance. Depend upon me totally. As long as you hold on to my skirt, you are safe. And then Baba gives a figure that suppose if your mother takes you when you are a baby and you get so, what do you call, confused with the crowd and with the noise that is there in the carnival or in circus or anything, and you get frightened, so you hold on to mother. You totally depend upon. Hold on. But if you let, and there is an advantage in holding on to it. Not only that through your not knowing what to do, you just in confusion you hold on for protection, for dependence. But at the same time, if you continue to hold on, after some time you settle down, and then you feel safe. And you can enjoy the circus and the carnival also. Yeah, without being lost. But no sooner the grip is lost, finished. The child is lost, the child starts crying and mother goes away and all that. Therefore, it is emphasized that hold on to my Dhamma with both hands. That's how it is.
Your comment about the steeple mimicking the people's praise.
The adoration of the...
Reminded me of something I read, that you can tell the focus of the community based on the highest building. The smaller village, the highest building will be the church.
Yeah.
As you go to another place that's bigger, the highest building becomes the city hall. And then when it's a large city, the highest building is a financial institute.
Yeah.
So that's what the people are worshiping as they move through. It goes from the church to the city government to finally you get to New York City and it's a financial tower, and that's the focus.
It has a steeple there?
No, it's just the tallest building.
Oh, the tallest building. Yeah, it can be tall as high as the sky, but that doesn't mean anything.
Eric, when Baba created the Master's Prayer, did he ever express how it came about? Did it just spring out of his divinity, out of his infiniteness? Or
no, he one day simply tells us, take the dictation. It was dictated in Gujarati. I've got the manuscript while I'm taking down, you see, in Gujarati.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how he dictated to us. This is the prayer that we should pray to the Mandali who were here, who knew Gujarati all the time.
Was that here in Mandali Hall?
It was, I think, at Dehradun, or where was it? I forget now. It's mentioned there somewhere. What is there? Is it mentioned there?
It doesn't say.
There is an original pamphlet is there which mentions there. It was not here. At that time, Mehrazad didn't exist, most probably. Yeah. Or maybe I'm not too sure about the years. For us, years pass by like anything. It's just a constant flow of a river. So that's how it was. And he said, this is the prayer for you all. So if at all you wish to pray, this is the right prayer for you all to pray.
So it was one dictation, just right through.
Yeah, that's all.
And then who translated it?
What happened is, then naturally then there were... When his family started growing within different languages and all that. So naturally, first and foremost language that was being used, his official language was English. You know, English alphabet book. You know that. The stamp has been put there on English in this advent. So naturally, people were here, and Dr. Donkin was here at the time. So Baba asked me to help Dr. Donkin to translate into English. So that's how it was translated, with the help of Dr. Donkin and I translating and I adding here and this and that and all this. And then it was confirmed by Baba. Later on, he added something, whatever he wanted in English. And that's how it was in English. It's to say, translation, literal translation from Gujarati. Then it's not just that. Then the people from in Hindi language, you know, they wanted to have the prayer. So it was translated to Hindi, then Telugu, then Tamil, and then Canaries, and Persian, and so forth. These languages were there.
Yeah.
In Lions Club and Rotary Club, they like this prayer very much. So it is recited in English by people, Baba people, yeah.
Now how much later was it when Baba said that whoever...
That was in the
square. They would be benefited.
But that was at the end, you may call it. What had happened was that the genesis of it is that one day he says, "Take the dictation." We didn't know that it was a prayer or answer. So we are taking the dictation. He says, "This will be your prayer," and then got translated.
Fine.
I mean, it got translated into English. Healy Press was there. I don't know whether you know. Haley Press.
Yeah, Warren Healy.
Warren Healy. Mm. He was a printer. And what work he has done. Oh, my God. Warren should be remembered.
And
he had an underground cell, you see. He would do that after the printing is all over and all that. the fumes would be there and all. He'll work there in the nights and all that sort of thing. He did all this, see, for the love of the Lord. So, very beautiful, and I still have the original one that Baba would always ask me to bring it. So it has a special paper. I don't know what you call that, plastic or paper. No, it was like parchment.
Oh, coated parchment.
Yeah. You know,
that was a nice paper.
Yeah, it was an original one. The first time that we got in English was beautiful. So that was there. So after some months, it was dictated by Baba and left like that. After some months, what he said to me, he said, you know the prayer that I had given you, you all, we are all Mandli people, those who lived with him. So, come on now, recite. We had completely forgotten that he had given the prayers also, because there was no scope for us to go through all these things. You know? So we said, we don't know, Baba. You don't know? You haven't learned anything? Bahat or anything? No, Baba, we haven't. So then what to do? Then I remembered he had sent the English one. So then we started. Then I brought the thing and then read out. And that's how he himself joined. He stood up and we all stand up. And I read out the prayer. And while we are reading out the